full time here in Connolly Park. It's Mallon 110, St Michael's 612. Really, the game was put to bed early, and the first half, the half-time score, St Michael's were 2-9 up to 5 points, with the goals coming from Andrew Kelly after great work from Daniel McLaughlin, running right through the heart of defence, which he did all day. One of the best players on show was Daniel McLaughlin, scored the first goal midway through the first half, and Liam Paul Ferry, one of the best goals you'll see all year. He scored from the 21 right into the top corner for the second goal. And really, they were, after going 4 points to nil behind, St Michael's rattled off 8 points in a row, with the young Hugh O'Donnell, very impressive, getting 3 points, and Christy Toy getting a point, and Colin McFadden getting a point. And that was the halftime score, 2-9 to 5 points. Second half started horribly for Mal, conceded a penalty. Colin McFadden scored the first of his the first of his four second half goals from a penalty spot, blasting into the top corner after Andrew Kelly was pulled back. He scored a lovely, delightful point from the outside of his left foot shortly afterwards, as he really got into the game. They scored their fourth goal after 40 minutes when, as I said earlier, a rugby-type goal. Four or five St Michael's players running at the heart of the defence. Colin McFadden heavily involved, hand-passing over and back. And I think it was Daniel McLaughlin or Martin McElhenney who fed him just to punch into an empty net, and the Mallon defenders left stranded. Liam Paul Ferry, who had a good game in midfield, scored a point afterwards. A few Mallon points in reply. Matthew Byrne, probably the best player for Mallon in the second half, with 3 points. But a game well over at this stage. Colin McFadden had time for another two goals from the penalty spot again, this time to the keeper's left and off the post. And just another carbon copy of the second goal. Martin McElhenney, heavily involved, running through, just passed across the edge of the square, and there was McFadden for his fourth goal and St Michael's sixth goal. Mallon did pull a goal back just directly after that St Michael's goal with Darren Mullarkey, but too little too late. And one positive, that they do stay in the Senior Championship for next year, but it's all over here, and it was all over very early. But the final score in Connolly Park, Mallon 110, St Michael's 6-12.